Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This is the 52nd week of our look at the book of Genesis as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
Well, we see the difference between Esau, and we just, in chapter 36, all his descendants, they all became ungodly and just whatever. He became enemies of God. And then we see the lineage of Jacob, who, even though Jacob was not perfect, there were some issues in his life, yet he loved God, and God blessed him. And we see the descendants of Jacob, and we look in verse number 1, chapter number 37. And Jacob dwelt in the land where his father was a stranger, in the land of Canaan. Before we go any farther, again, even though Jacob had trusted God for years, and God's promise that he would inherit some land. The land, remember, it's the same promise that God had told Abraham and Isaac. Well, it's interesting, he was still a stranger. He would continue, just like Abraham and Isaac, he would continue to live as a foreigner in the land of Canaan. They did not, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob didn't own that whole land of Canaan. They only had very small portions of land that they actually had to purchase. But God had blessed them tremendously in their life, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, with great wealth and possessions. And they believed that the complete promise that God had promised them, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, would be fulfilled in God's timing. Hold your place there. Just let me read this to you. Hebrews chapter number 11, verse number 9. By faith he, speaking of Abraham, sojourned in a land of promise, speaking of Canaan, in a country dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob. With Isaac and Jacob, the heirs of him of the same promise. God promised them that land that they inhabit, and one day they're going to have that land in God's own time. That's yet future. And then we read verse number 13. In Hebrews chapter number 11, we read these words. These all died in faith, not having received those promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded in them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on this earth. So here we are in chapter number 37. Jacob's dwelling in a land just like his father Isaac and his father Abraham before him. They were still strangers. They kept dwelling and moving around. They not yet, if I could use that word, settled. And the Bible said they were strangers. In Hebrews chapter number 11, said they didn't obtain that promise, but they knew that God would fulfill it one day, and He will. Well, we get into verse number 2. And as we begin verse number 2, I want you to understand, we're going to begin with a fellow by the name of Joseph, who's one of the most remarkable characters, and not just in the book of Genesis, but in all the Bible. Most of you know about Joseph the things that he went through in all his life. So this is basically the introduction. Even though we knew he was born to Rachel, it begins the life of Joseph for the next throughout Genesis, the rest of Genesis, and through there, the life of Joseph. We see he's 17 years old. Verse number 2. Let me give you this thought. One writer said Joseph was loved and he was hated. He was favored and he was abused. He was tempted and trusted. He was exalted and he was abased. Truly, he's a great man. Many commentators consider Joseph to be a type of Christ in the Old Testament as a picture. And I know Joseph was not perfect. Matter of fact, we're going to see some faults here in just a little bit. But yet Joseph had some traits in his life that did portray Christ and this picture of Christ. Again, he was loved and he was hated. Sounds like Jesus. He was favored and he was abused. He was tempted, and yet he was trusted. He was exalted, and he was abased. All these things that we're going to find out in Joseph's life, it's kind of runs along parallel to Jesus. Now, we got to be careful in our comparisons. He wasn't Christ, but there were some pictures there that we can learn from Joseph over the next few weeks we're going to look at. Well, he was 17 years old, verse number 2. He was feeding the flocks with his brethren. And the lad was with the sons of Bilhah and with the sons of Zilpah, his father's wives, his concubines. And Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. Now, just kind of a way of review. Bilhah was Rachel's handmaiden. Remember? The concubine. She's having a problem she wasn't having children. So Rachel gave Jacob her handmaiden, and from that came Dan and Naphtali. Those were the two boys. I know I'm going a little bit fast, but just a way of review. Who is there in the field with Joseph? Dan and Naphtali. Then it says Zilpah's sons, who were Gad and Asher. Now remember, she was Leah's handmaiden, and Jacob took her and had the son. So there's these four boys, and they're feeding the sheep together. And if you look at the timeline, these guys were nearer to Joseph's age than the older ones, Simeon and Reuben and Levi. They were the older ones. So that's why these younger guys were in the field with the flocks. They were younger than the older brothers. So this was their job, taking care of the sheep. It's interesting that we see in verse number 2 that Joseph brought unto his father their evil report. And the first thing I thought about when I read this, tattletale, tattletale. What is he talking about? Well, obviously they'd done something wrong. And Joseph, first thing, he went back to dad, Jacob. He said, "Dad, let me tell you what these boys did out there." Tattletale, tattletale. Well, look in verse number 3. This gives you the reason why he was like he was. He's a daddy's boy. His mom was Rachel, remember? And look at this, verse number 3. Now Israel, speaking of Jacob, remember God told Jacob, "Now your name will be Israel." So that's who referring to Israel. Loved Joseph more than all of his children. You talk about problems. You talking about some real problems. He loved all more of his children because he was a son of his old age. We know Benjamin was his last born. But boy, Rachel. Remember, he loved Rachel more than Leah. Remember the story about Rachel and Leah? And he worked 7 years for Rachel, but Daddy Laban said, "You can't have Rachel, you have to have Leah." And you remember the marriage that night? He woke up and he thought he had Rachel and it was Leah. And he worked another 7 years for Rachel. Well, the Bible says he loved Rachel more than Leah. Here we see that he loved Joseph more than all the other children. Why? Because he was from the wife. Joseph was from Rachel, the wife that he loved more. He was showing favoritism. Mom, dad, don't ever, ever, ever show favoritism among your kids. We have 7 kids, me and the wife. We love all. Matter of fact, every once in a while, used to, ain't this way no more because they're growing up. "Daddy, you love me more, don't you?" Kaylee used to do that because she's a little girl, you know, Tiffany, and little girls are, "You love me more than my brother." No, I love everybody the same. "Daddy, mama, don't you do what Jacob did." He loved Joseph more than, the Bible says, more than all the other children, and it caused problems within the family. We're going to see here in just a minute what kind of problems it caused.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And visit us online at westwoodmbc.org to hear more teaching like this. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.